Student's Book, page 11, activity 13. Listen and read. What time does Anna's school finish? A school day with a difference.
Moi, Sophia. Terve, Alexi. That's how students and teachers say hello to each other at Anna Hansen's school in Finland. Students at this school call their teachers by their first names. Anna shouts moi to her friends, too, when she arrives at school at 7:45 in the morning. She's been a student there since first grade, so she knows everybody. Anna's school is different from most schools in Europe and the United States. First, Anna and her classmates decide, along with their teacher, what their weekly activities will be. Also, students work at their own pace and don't always do the same things. Some may be doing math, and others might be doing something practical. This month, Anna has practiced cooking and making a magazine in different workshops. Anna and her classmates don't learn by memorizing facts. Working together and gathering information is more important in this system. They ask their teacher for help whenever they need it. Students are generally very focused and active, and the teacher doesn't have to tell them to behave. Chores have always been part of the curriculum at Anna's school. They include taking care of plants, collecting trash, recycling, and composting. Students also help in the library and in the kitchen. School is over by 2 o'clock. Most parents work, so in the afternoon, there are clubs and hobby groups before students go home. Students can study Japanese, learn an instrument, and do arts and crafts. When Anna returns home in the evening, she's free to do what she likes because she hardly ever has any homework.